come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into the last day of April, April 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. First of all, I want to apologize for the problems we were having with our automation equipment. We had dead air for the first couple of hours of technically yesterday's show that aired this morning. Starting at 6 a.m., did not or was not made aware of it until the third hour. But we've got it fixed now. We're restored. We got a great show. Lots of guests today, lots of information to be talking about, events that are coming up, different things that you need to know about, be aware of. May 9th, there's going to be a rally in Lansing. I believe it's Grace Bible Church is where the event's going to be. We're excited. We're going to be talking with John Eastman. He is the attorney that represented Donald Trump back in the day. As a result, he was attacked relentlessly by the liberal progressive media, attorney generals, even filing papers to get him disbarred from his state of California as an attorney. Well, he's not backing down. He's not standing down. He is fighting the good fight. And we're going to talk to him today, today's show. He's going to explain the entire journey, where he's been through, what he's been through, what's happening in his life. So we're excited. We are totally excited about that. And him coming to Michigan to share his story, it's going to be very, very interesting. The event is actually Thursday, May 9th. It's going to be in the evening. Grace Bible Church in Lansing. It's free, open to the public. But his speech, Lawfare in America, War on Election Integrity, Stand Now or Forever Bow. Pretty interesting guy. His journey's been unbelievable. And one of the things I think that you need to understand, this guy, all he did wrong was represent Donald Trump. That's it. And because he did such a good job of defending President Trump, he became a target for progressive lawfare. It's a real thing, people. They don't like what you're saying. They don't like what you're doing. They sue you. They tie you up in the courts. They come after you on trumped up charges. And with liberal judges usually sitting on the bench, they're taking you out. Well, he's undeterred. He's convinced more than ever the rule of law and election integrity are under assault. And he's coming to Michigan to talk about it. We're going to have him on the show. We're going to talk about it. Absolutely talk about it. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Yesterday, you heard me mention the passing of a good Christian patriot brother, Steve Kerr. Services are going to be held in Petoskey on Monday, May the 13th. Zion Church. Visitation will start at 10. The funeral will be at 11, followed by a luncheon there at the church put on by the ladies of the congregation. Greatly appreciate that. Was able to confirm Izzy Lyman will sub in for me that day, that Monday the 13th. Ian Murphy is not available on that Monday to sub in as a guest host. We'll be having Ian on in the second hour today. We'll be talking to him about everything about the Iron Pigs lawsuit. If we've heard anything from Judge Hunter, we'll get into that. Then our third hour, Bruce Finlayson is coming on. Him and a bunch of conservative patriot groups are meeting in the morning on Saturday, May the 11th. We're going to talk to Bruce about that event. Maybe you want to go to that in the morning, early afternoon, and then head over to the Presque Isle County Reagan Day Dinner. That's going to be in Posen Community Center. We're still selling tickets for that event. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad is going to be there. His wife, Lisa, will be sitting together with him and others at this dinner. It's going to be awesome. If you'd like to flyer on it with the phone number to Darren Darga to call for tickets, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll send it to you. Now, before we have John Eastman on, at the bottom of the half hour here in hour one, you have to understand lawfare. What is it? How does it work? Who is usually the plaintiff suing somebody, filing complaints against law licenses, filing complaints with various bureaucratic agencies? Well, it's something that you have to understand is a process that the left has perfected. Perfect example is our Attorney General, Dana Nessel. She has used her office to go after her political enemies. A rabid Attorney General politicizing, using her office to go after her political enemies, meanwhile letting her friends, her political allies, go scot-free, absolutely not prosecuting one Democrat. But she's made it her entire mission of her administration as Attorney General, top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan, to go after every single Republican she could. If they did anything at all, in any way, shape, or form, she would go after them. Perfect example is the Chatfield family. These trumped up charges, especially against Stephanie Chatfield, Lee Chatfield's wife. Really? You're going to bring criminal charges against her? Well, we know exactly what that is. That's an attempt to put pressure on Lee to cop a plea. Drop the charges against my wife. I'll plead guilty to X, Y, or Z. Well, they're not going to play that game. They've hired attorneys. They're going to go to court. We'll cover that story when it breaks as more comes out. But the guest coming on in the next half hour, folks, has lived this as a top-notch attorney, very well-educated. This guy has credentials that are unbelievable, but yet they're going to go after him. Why? Because he defended Donald Trump. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. That is the only reason they've come after him. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, is that all he was doing was his job. when a client reaches out to an attorney, signs a retainer agreement, pays him a fee, it's his job to do the best that he can to defend that client. Well, before the 2020 election, John Eastman was a highly renowned professor of law and community service. He was actually the dean of his law school. He was an expert in constitutional law, legal history, and property. He earned a PhD in government and his doctorate in law from the University of Chicago Law School, one of the most prestigious law schools in the country. Then he was retained to defend President Donald Trump and became a target. He's been criminally indicted, completely debunked, and has been recommended for disbarment. They want his law license. Well, again, he's coming to a church in Lansing on May 9th that evening. And we're going to talk to him about it. We're going to talk to him about his journey. But it ties right in with Attorney General Dana Nessel. She has gone after Matt DiPerno, his law license. She has gone after the Chatfields. She's gone after so many Republicans. The list is too long to fully mention, even in this short segment. Mike Johnson, the previous Speaker of the House, Republican. Yeah, serving time in prison because of Dana Nessel. And you will have to understand something, that this is not what the Republicans do when they're in power. There were legitimate cases with evidence and full documentation that were submitted to Bill Schuette, the Republican Attorney General under Governor Rick Snyder, at the same time he was serving. And Schuette refused to prosecute Democrats, even with full-blown evidence, documentation, the case laid out right in front of him, he refused to do it. Why? Because he even said it. He said it to me. He said it to Vicky. I don't want to be perceived as using the power of my office to go after my political enemies or opponents or the other side. He went above and beyond not prosecuting Democrats because he did not want to be seen as being politically agenda-driven. The Democrats don't care. When they have the power, when they have the office behind them, they use it. And it's very, very simple. It's what they do. Now, one of the other problems we have is the fact that the state of Michigan is so polarized right now. The election upcoming, August 6th, critical, will determine who the candidates are that are going to be running in November. Democrats have a primary. So does the Republicans. Democrats will be staying on their side of the ballot and voting for Democrats. They have to stay on their side of the ballot because in our primaries, you can't cross over. If you're going to vote for one Democrat, you got to vote for all Democrats. On the Republican side, you're going to vote for one Republican, you got to vote for all Republicans. If you mark your ballot majority for Republicans and want to cross over and vote for a Democrat, your ballot will be rejected. The machine will spit it out. This is a critical primary to make sure the right candidates are elected to represent the parties in November. Now, the Democrats are already starting the fight on their side. Elisa Slotkin, the anointed one, the chosen one, the parties behind her, Debbie Stabenow, the retiring, outgoing U.S. senators behind her, all the money is behind her, donations coming in from Hollywood all over the country. She's raised the most money. Out of all the candidates, she's raised the most, Democrat or Republican. But very interesting, up here in the 1st Congressional District, there's two Democrats running for U.S. Congress, hoping to win the primary on August 6th to then go on and face the Republican candidate in November. Congressman Jack Bergman, the incumbent, he's being primary challenged by J.D. Wilson and Josh Saul. Signatures have been turned in. It's official. There will be a real primary in Northern Michigan in the 1st District. Now, the other aspect to this is interesting, because what that does is it makes all the offices down ticket going to be real primaries. Republicans voting for Republicans, Democrats voting for Democrats. But who's not on the ballot this year? The governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state. Why? Because it's a presidential year. State representatives, president, U.S. Senate, and Congress. State senators are not on the ballot. Neither are the governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. And it's interesting because the budget process is proving to be difficult for the governor. Why? Because there's no money. It's all been spent. So as a result, she's not going to get everything she wants on her wish list, but she's already moving things around. We're going to talk about it in the second half hour of hour number two. 10:30, priorities of the governor. We're going to talk about that story. We also have events that are coming you need to know about. Make your decision as to which ones you want to go to, which one you want to be a part of. And again, that's part of our next interview with John Eastman, who's coming to Michigan. Now, one other last part I want to get in real quick before we go to the break. This is something that you need to be a part of. You need to come, you need to participate, you need to be involved. Because a week from today, folks, next Tuesday, May 7th, 4 o'clock, that's the deadline for filing for precinct delegate. We're going to talk about that in the third hour as well. Bottom of the hour news break, John Eastman coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.